Today, another American soldier was killed in Iraq. The latest U.S. victim was shot at close range at Baghdad University. There have been a spate of attacks against U.S. and British forces and the Iraqis who work with them. And yesterday, a bomb blast killed 7 Iraqi police recruits. But in Baghdad, NPR's Kate Seeley found some Iraqis who say they're not afraid.
A day after the Ramadi attack, U.S.-trained Iraqi police went about their business as usual in Baghdad. At a checkpoint in the Karada district, policemen stopped cars inspecting for arms and stolen goods. Security was heightened outside police stations here, but Sergeant Salam Hassan, who patrols the Karada area, says he refuses to be intimidated. I want to protect my country, he says. It's my duty and I'll sacrifice for it. Dozens of unemployed men milled about outside the Alawiya station looking for a job. When asked about the dangers of working for the Americans, most dismissed the risk. 28-year-old Mohammed Abdullah acknowledged that some of his friends criticize Iraqis who work for Americans and call them spies, but he said that wouldn't stop him. I have to work with them, says Abdullah, because I have no money, I have no food. But the risk to Iraqis who cooperate with U.S. forces is clearly on the rise. Gunmen have fired at the mayor's office in the town of Fallujah, as well as at police stations throughout the country. Several electrical workers have been assaulted, and a mortar attack last month on a U.S.-run office in the north killed one Iraqi and injured 12 others. Major Sean Gibson says there are many elements trying to undermine U.S. efforts to rebuild Iraq.
I think there's a lot of different people out there, Baathist loyalists, you know, really just criminal elements. And I characterize them as people who have their own agendas, but one thing I know about their agenda, it isn't for the betterment of the future of Iraq as a whole.
But at the Karama Hospital in downtown Baghdad, 21-year-old Sajid Hassan had a different take. Recuperating from a gunshot wound to the leg, he blamed the rise in attacks on America's actions here. Hassan was wounded last week when American soldiers returned fire after a grenade attack on their convoy. People think the U.S. is not doing anything for them, so they attack U.S. forces, Hassan says. But if America offered people jobs, they'd be satisfied with their lives and the attacks would stop. Inside a U.S. administrative building today, 120 Iraqi men celebrated the start of their new jobs as security guards at government sites around the city. An American soldier congratulated them for successfully passing a 2-day training course.
With you now, there are almost 600 of your brothers helping to protect your community.
A 30-year-old recruit said afterwards that despite the attacks, most Iraqis would not be intimidated from working with American and British forces. We want a new Iraq, he said, and this is the best way to achieve it. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Baghdad.